I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to episode 19 of Please Advise. There's a lot going on here today. Number one, you can probably hear it. Number one, you can probably hear it echoing in the walls. We are not in Christina's apartment with a special surprise visit from Nick, the roommate. That's not happening today because we're at my house. And my dog is on my lap and he might start biting my face at any moment. We're very excited to find out. We also have someone that I've been a fan of for, I don't know, like a couple years now. Lauren Ashley Bishop. She's like a big Twitter person.
Hello, friends.
Hey, friends.
Hi, friends.
Oh, wait. By the way, don't take offense if I don't like look directly at you at
I
times.
I never do. In fact, I enjoy as little eye contact in life as possible.
Oh, me too. Right? I don't know why everyone makes such a big deal. They're like, oh, make eye contacts. No. Like, why? That's scary.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah. Don't you want me to leave the house?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's terrible.
Yeah, no, I find that I can only think when I'm not looking another person in the eyes, which is, probably explains one of many things about me. My mom had me tested for autism like 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, she would get the results back and they'd be like, she's like, surely that's not it.
Yeah, because your daughter just doesn't want to look at you, ma'am. She doesn't have autism. She just doesn't care for you.
No.
That's a worse diagnosis.
I know. No, I'm like dyslexic with social anxiety shit. But like, do you have any learning disabilities?
No. I think that I didn't have a learning disability until I got to college.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, look at all the other things you can do. Yeah. Like I had a 4.5, like coming out of high school.
Right.
I was like, bam, I know everything. And then it just was like, that's the end. That's the end.
Yeah.
That's
Wait, what was your mage?
Theater.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I went to Northwestern. Oh, I can
see that moment for you.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Northwestern's a good school.
Oh, man, it was the best.
But Chicago?
Yeah. It's just north of Chicago and Evanston. But yeah, Isn't that where Matt Saracen went in real life?
Zach Guilford went to Northwestern.
There's a lot of people. It's like a, we call it the entertainment mafia out here.
You guys
here.
Are so fucking famous.
Some people are. For sure, and I'm here. Okay. I'm petting your dog with no shoes on, and I'm perfectly like happy.
Anecdote? Yeah. You guys, we do these on Saturday mornings a lot, and I'm not like fully there, but this is not a surprise to me.
I like anecdotes. It sounds like a naughty story about my antics.
Yeah, that's very true.
That would describe most of college for me anyway, so.
Yeah. So you came out here to be a celebrity.
I did not. I came out here to work. Do you know, I actually told a management company that once. They were like, so I don't want to name which one it was, but I was like, yeah, man. They were like, so do you want to be famous? And I was like, no, I just want to work. And my friend was like, you basically just told him you wanted to phone this shit in. I was like, oh, you're right. Shit. And I was like, who am I? Like, nobody's going to like me. I don't want to be famous. I just want to pay my bills and not go to a desk job. But I realized now they were like, oh, so you don't want to make money for us? Cool. There's the door.
Yeah.
Run. Don't walk.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that it's, you know, I don't know. I always wonder about that because I think that the word like celebrity and like the concept of like famousness has been so warped by like especially our media clinging to the idea of like kids want to be famous. But
well, that's the thing is everybody wants their 15 minutes now. And it's like, no, I'd actually like to be an artist that's respected.
Right.
But, you know, they're like, oh, OK, so you want to go like be on TMZ? I'm, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm like, look at me. Like, you don't want to see this nip slip.
Right.
You know, like.
But also, like,
there's no boobs. That's what I was getting at.
There's this thing where, like, we're from, I think, a purer time where, like, you would watch Star Search and people would be, like, not there to be a star. They just, like, really want to sing the fuck out of life for, like, ever. So,
absolutely.
I kind of am like, yeah, I think I did want to be famous. Like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, I think that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be, like, a famous writer.
I mean, it sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds like you're working and you're earning, like, a lot of money to buy many yachts and many puppies.
Respected amongst my community.
And that's all. I was like, I just want to be a Parker Posey. And they were like, that's not the money we're looking for. I was like, oh, okay. I like her. She seems to be doing well.
She probably doesn't even want to be. Do you think she wants to be Parker Posey?
I hope so, because she's fucking awesome.
I mean, she is. You know what but I mean? I think there is a fire under that she like maybe feels like she didn't. Like there were some flops in the mix.
I don't know, man. Parker, if you're listening, I think you did A-okay. Like, I wouldn't want people
following. She's not listening, hon. No. I don't want to disillusion you.
But what if she was? I mean, she's like not three famous stone enough. She gay may guys be home masturbating.
Yeah.
She's like,
That's true.
I don't have any projects in the works. What's on the pod? What's on the pod circuit?
I mean, she should be so lucky.
She was like, please advise me on my career.
She's a regular caller. And no, she's not. But I get what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm fully willing to be famous now. I've 180'd on that.
Yeah.
I've 180'd on that. I looked at my bills and I was like, I'm ready.
So you do stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I find the LA stand up climate to be very, very difficult in a unique way.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's great for showcasing, but like to work on stand up. Like, I started in the Midwest, and I would do road work and, like, middle for people.
Right.
You know, there's no pressure of you to, like, you know, bring anybody in for tickets. But you can work on a, you know, 20 to 30-minute set in front of somebody who, you know, maybe brings in people and maybe doesn't. You know, a lot of times it's just people coming in to see comedy, so they don't give a shit who you are.
Right.
They just don't want to be at home with their fucking kids, you know, in Illinois or Kalamazoo or whatever.
Wait, so, what the fuck is showcasing?
Oh, like, you know, like, do 7 minutes that will be in front of agents or managers.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Like, if you've got, get your 7 minutes of polished material that could be on TV, or they'll be like, her jokes are terrible, but look at her tits. Let's put her on TV. That sort of stuff that, like, actresses like
when
are like.
Bethany used to, like, put up skinny girl drink samples. Like, that's what you're doing.
Yeah. She was showcasing her skinny girl line.
Yeah.
Showcasing their quotes being made with fingers in here. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of that, but there's not a lot of like you can't work shit out in 7 minutes. Yeah. 7 minutes is what you do when you're like, I'm ready for you to see this. I'm proud of it. You can't be like, oh, what else do I have?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still fun. You know what I mean? There's so many great people here to watch. That's the great thing that you don't get in the Midwest. Like if I'm touring through the middle of Wisconsin, I'm probably not going to get a chance to see 10 amazing stand-ups after right. my show. You know, so it's good people to learn from here. So you're right. Yeah. It's a different kind of mix.
Well, God bless. I'm really excited for you.
Dude, I'm excited for you.
And we're going to come up with like some more stories and stuff to talk about. But first, we have to take a couple calls from the freaks who call in.
I'm excited for the freaks.
Do you have freak friends back in Arkansas? You can be like, hey, you should call this number. Because I feel like we're not getting enough representation from Arkansas.
Yeah. No, there's not. I mean, we don't dial out a lot.
Yeah. You keep it all pretty close to the outside world. Yeah.
We're only comfortable in our own zip codes and areas.
I understand. You know? I understand. It's like kind of like Dr. Laura, you know, like I come in pretty hard and like fix their lives. They don't have to be so afraid.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see you come in and fix Arkansas people's lives.
Yeah,
I would.
I actually am pitching that to TLC. So,
yeah,
no, I'm not.
I will help you. We will write that pitch together. And we will direct. I will be like, please fix this neighbor of mine. Yeah. She's got chickens and please fix this neighbor of mine.
I can't tell if I'd be really good at that or like after like 5 minutes, I'd be like, oh, I can't with this. Like this person cannot help themselves. I'm not doing this.
But the thing is that they would be like, this crazy bitch, I'm going to fix her. You know, we're all set in our ways. It's like, you know, we know how to fix shit. Mm-hmm. We don't need a city girl coming in and telling us what the fuck to do. You know, it's
especially
like
one that gets like abused by her own dog.
Yeah. They'll be like, you need to tame that little fucker. Look at when he gives her a kiss.
Oh, you're special. You're doing the podcast.
He's like, I heard about you threatening to abuse me. I heard that I was
I think an abuser. He knows he's being recorded, so he's being on his best behavior.
What a little sociopath.
He's a sociopath.
He's like, oh, am I an abuser? Yeah. I love you. Look at your face.
He's Patrick Bateman, the dog. I know, he's gorgeous, right?
Oh, my God.
That's where a lot of the problems stem from.
Yeah. He's he's so delightful to pet. His little delicate head. His little doggy head.
He has a little like tennis ball head. Oh, he's so cute.
I want him to curl up in my arms, but I know he'd bite my face off.
No, he'll probably like be a traitor halfway through this and like, oh, where else can I find snuggles?
I want some more puppy on my lap.
Alright, I love you.
Okay, so we should take some calls, I
think. On the freaks.
Okay, yeah.
Hi, Mall. I live in Los Angeles. I'm single. I work all the time. I never get laid. I'm in New Orleans, and there are way more fuckable men here than there are back home. And I have reservations about a one-night stand, but sex would be great right now. So please advise. Your podcast is before we depart. All right. What?
What is your question?
Should I hook up?
Yeah, the question is, should I hook up?
I hook up? All right.
Should she hook up?
Please advise. Bye.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I'm so glad you have a friend there. It sounds like you guys are in a hotel room together, don't you think?
I love the fact that he's cheering her on.
Yeah.
You know?
But he's like, bitch, you didn't even ask a fucking question.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are you doing this if to not ask a question? Because, like, she basically just called and said that, like, different guys in different places are hot.
Well, I heard her be like, hey, like, guys are better here. Should I bang one? And it's like,
well, wait, where are you?
She's in New Orleans.
Right now? I thought that she was saying, like, I live in Los Angeles, but back in New Orleans.
Oh, no, she was saying, I'm about to go to New Orleans. When I go to New Orleans,
yeah,
I
mean, you're
up?
Probably going to get herpes, but, like, I think it'll be fine.
Well, the thing is also, like, you don't have to, like, pick one, go home with them, and have sex. It's New Orleans. You can make out with anybody all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, just get finger banged a bunch, you know.
She really wants to get a dick in her, though.
I don't know. She didn't
hear that in her voice.
I could hear fingers are okay.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear a lust for dick. I didn't feel dick was a necessity with her. I thought that she was just like, I want to feel loved and I also want my clitoris stimulated.
Yeah, okay, right.
And
yeah.
I think, and that's great.
And I saw Trishelle do that all up and down Bourbon Street.
And
Who was, not Mormon Julie. Who was the one in that house who got fucked?
Which show are you talking about?
Real World? New Orleans. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, no. Who was on the first season like to get fucked?
This wasn't Kelly. I will never be able to answer.
It wasn't Kelly. Kelly's married to like Scott Wolf. Okay. I don't know if that's still happening, but
no, that's interesting like trivia. Days.
Okay, cool. Yeah. She was married to Scott Wolf. She was like engaged to that Dr. Bill or Will or something on the show.
She wanted the dick.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't think Melissa like low key slutted it out. Maybe I'm thinking back to I was thinking of the girl and Back to New Orleans.
How long ago were these episodes?
Jimmy, but like it's like J-E-M-M-E-Y, but she was like Jimmy,
like a South Park character.
Jimmy. No, it's like.
Wait, how long ago was Jimmy. Real World New Orleans? Do you guys know?
The original one? That was probably like maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, I feel like some of these listeners weren't even born then.
Yeah.
Come on, Bima. I don't know. I feel like they would have spent the most of their childhood trying to track it down so they could like get on the level of the people that they want to be talking to.
Word.
You know, I don't know.
I get you. No, you're right.
Anyway,
I'm going to Google my sponsored autistic rant.
I think that you minimized your possibility of getting STDs by just, by not picking one dude to go home and bang, but just get some fingers up and down Bourbon, you know?
So wait, so if someone had like a cut on their finger though, like how off does it have when someone say, oh, like an open wound? Like, what is that?
Like, is it gushing or do we have a Band-Aid on?
There probably was a Band-Aid on prior that like that day. But, like,
that's
lost.
Healed up enough. That's fine.
Okay. There was a Jemaine, J-E-M-M-Y-E.
But she pronounced it
Jemaine.
But it was like Jimmy.
That was the
she was like Southern. She was like, you can just call me Jimmy.
Yeah, that was the in 2010.
Like the boy's name Jimmy.
That's great. That's how I learned French. Parlez-vous français?
Yeah.
Je m'appelle Lauren.
Do you speak it?
Je parle un peu de français, oui.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than my Arkansas accent.
Yeah. Do that.
Oui. Je parle un peu de français, mais seulement un peu, if you know what I mean.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's a terrible accent that no one should really ever hear, except for comedic purposes. I did try and order a ham sandwich like that once in French. Did not go well. The woman was like, fucking English. All right, fair enough.
That was in France?
That was in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in Montreal.
Yeah.
Bitch was not having it.
She was over you.
She was real over me. Most are. Fine.
We figured out your problem. I think you're okay. Hi, friend.
You are awesome.
Yeah, I'm really enamored by
him. Keep encouraging this sort of behavior.
Yeah.
It makes people interesting.
Amen. You're right. And he really has his head on screwed. Like, I mean, he knows who he's fucking.
And I feel like he's not going to let her, like, disappear into Bourbon Street, you know, and get kidnapped for, you know, ransom money for beignets. I feel like he's going to stick by her and make sure that she doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's good. It's good you have a friend like that, girl.
I would return the favor. Make sure that guy calls us next week.
Yeah.
See what we can help him out with for being so helpful.
Exactly. Next call.
The please don't sue me always makes me laugh, Molly. Okay, this is Tina the Diva. I'm here with my cousin Natalie. And we were both wondering, as you know, I don't know if you do know, but I had a dog, a beagle named Zoe Dog Chanel, and she recently passed away about a month ago. And I was just wondering if you had any advice or any idea about how long you should wait before you adopt a new pet into your life. Okay? Peace out, babe.
Oh, boy. Tina, hi. We want to talk about this. Lauren has some very specific things to touch on, though, first.
Yeah, no, I just want to give a standing ovation to Zoe Dog Chanel. That's a fierce dog pun name.
I wonder how old the dog was. based off that name, and also like if Tina's a big like indie film fan and like has been like kind of grassroots Zoe for a while, like,
right?
Or you is know, she like, whatever?
Or is the dog young? She's just a new girl fan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I think that makes a big difference.
Right.
Just, you know, if you've had this dog for 2 years and it drops dead, like, not to say that because I know that's like going to be hard to hear, but
what if the dog just dropped dead? She should just go ahead and get a new one.
No, like why did a 2-year-old dog drop dead in her hands?
Right.
I'm sure I know Tina, like she's a woman of good character.
Okay. So she probably, well, maybe it was an older dog. Probably an older dog.
With a new name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe she adopted an older dog at a rescue shelter, which is what everyone should do. I advise you that.
Yeah.
Maybe she did that. And she was like, all right, you're Zoe now.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, maybe it was tragic and it got hit by a car or something.
That would be awful.
What, oh, the loss of her dog?
Yeah. Like if if she had it as a new dog, like what if it got hit by a car?
The loss of all puppies.
Yeah, that is sad.
Sucks balls.
Oh, that's sad.
Dude, go get a new dog right now. Like there's no way that you can celebrate your dog better than immediately going out and like getting... Wags is like, I heard you say dog. Me? No, this is not about you. You little shit who won't sit in my lap.
If they want to hear about dogs, I have a couple
of things
to
say. Oh,
boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, you're not allowed to touch his butt when he's not looking.
Oh, man. I feel the same way. I feel the same way, Wags. Look, I don't like people touching my butt if I'm not looking.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, we're cool now.
Do you have a bad experience in prison or something?
Cousin? Terrible.
No, but
stop
like
it,
someone tried to stick their hand in my butt this morning and I was like, I'm not looking. I'm vulnerable. Like, I don't like that early in the morning.
No. Two-ish, maybe. Like after the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
wake up a little.
Early PM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. I think even 2 o'clock is too early, to be honest, to just be surprised with a hand.
I don't know when
it
would be time to have a hand up my butt.
No.
Hand on my butt is great.
Yeah.
Hand up my butt. No.
Yeah. Well, mm-mm. There's a lot of stuff going on in trends sexually right now, but we don't have to talk.
Wags is like, well, I don't get it. It's just too much for your little virgin dog ears. Ooh, Wags. Are we going to have to fight in the parking lot afterwards?
He's like makes love to pillows sometimes. And I don't like when it happens, like I don't look at it, but I don't stop it.
I can see him being like, just like, this is how I get my anger out. Like, he just aggressively
pumps. Like, yeah. And also, I cut his nuts off when he was 5. So, because I was like, I don't want to change anything about him. But yeah, what you were saying is right, is that Tina should just like, if I sense that Wags is going to pass away, I think I'll probably be like at a shelter holding Wags, like ready for him to pass away and for the next dog to be dropped immediately into my arms.
Yeah. I have a friend who, like, her dog is a little older and she just got a new dog already.
Yeah.
So that she would never have to have time without a dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, go get a dog right now. You'll be taking him out of the shelter and making him happy. Like, that's the best thing. Like, no dog is like, you didn't sit Shiva for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, how dare she? It's not like you're cheating, you know, you're just like, I like puppy companionship.
Yeah, it's something like that loss is like not really resolvable.
Mm-mm.
Because it's not like they're, you know, like I think like Wags will probably live like 13 to 15 years.
Yeah,
maybe
this guy.
16.
Yeah, Flip, my dog just, my puppy just passed away. He was not a puppy though, he was like 13.
Yeah.
You know, he was an old man, it was time. But my little Flip. But yeah, it was a bummer. But it was time for him to go.
Yeah. You know?
He was in pain and howling and stuff. But yeah, like I immediately want to go get a dog right now.
I think you should.
I think I might. Tina,
maybe
you even inspired
cat.
Me.
I've been having visions of getting a cat.
Listen.
I will end our friendship.
Yeah, I don't think that
that's
you're advisable.
Allergic. Yeah. Ugh.
I'm allergic too.
Maybe if I get an hypoallergenic one.
The only cats that I like are the Smooshfates cats. If those were hypoallergenic, I would get those because they look like a little tiny lion.
They might be hypoallergenic.
They're cat pugs.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
Like they're cat pugs.
That's crazy how like that's. I mean, it's surreal. Actually, what's going on with those cats?
Yeah,
I really want to
get a dog, Tina.
Yeah, go get a dog or a Sphinx cat.
Is that what they're called?
The wrinkly ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want that, like, a big black one. I feel like that'd be like having a dog because they're, like, very smart.
I can't. Yeah. I'm allergic to cats. And so, like, long, long ago, I was like, I hate cats. My dad got me a book called I'm sorry, cat people in advance. This may be a trigger warning. He got me a book called 101 Uses for Dead Cats.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The internet is going crazy.
Sorry, internet. Don't worry. I would never hurt a kitty. Did you really?
I think I did. I mean,
it's funny. They're just drawings of cats as like a rug or like a fire poker or
is
an umbrella.
Is it vaguely like New York Timesy?
Yeah. My dad was like, this will be funny. My mom was like, babe, I'm going to kill you.
We definitely had that. My mom used to like cut out all the New Yorker comics and hang them all. Like she was slowly wallpapering our laundry room with them. It was fun. So we think we felt like solved this. Oh, yeah. Wait, do you want to talk about any more uses for dead cats?
No. I like your listeners and I don't want them to be mad at me because I would never actually do those things.
But this can be like some added on content if you want to share some of those ways.
I'm trying to remember.
On your Instagram.
I mean, oh, I see. Yeah.
And then they can come find you. Wait, your Instagram is the same as your Twitter, right?
Same as my Twitter. It's at like @SBellLauren.
Yeah.
Southern
so you
Bell.
Can find her. Should we take another call? All right, let's do it.
Hi, Molls. It's also Molly. Just wanted to call and thank you for doing God's work on Please Advise, and thank you for following me on Twitter. I'm calling because I am from Long Island, currently based in New York, living the post-grad life. And I'm thinking about moving out west and having like a mountain moment or a Bay Area moment and just like living, laughing, loving out there. And I was wondering what your greatest struggles were when you moved from the East Coast all the way across the country. So any insight would be appreciated. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, girl. Thank you for the nice things you said. My Wags is really like gonna eat my face right now.
Aggro right now. Yeah, with his love.
He thinks my mouth has like wet food in it all the time that he's just like not being fed. Okay, so even Wags is like, hey, I want to talk about this. What are you trying to like accomplish with this? Like, I know you want to live, laugh, love, but I also don't think like post grad. Like, I'm like, girl, like. You should be trying to work right now. Like, you're young and you have it in you to, like, go, like, suck dicks and make magic happen or whatever. But, like what do you want
to
do?
It sounds like she wants to smoke weed. Like, yeah, she wants someone to say, hey, yeah, take a year off. Go smoke some weed. You just struggled through, like, four years of school. But it's like, you can still smoke weed and make money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I know. Trust me.
We're all doing it.
Yeah.
Everyone is doing it. Yeah. I mean,
you don't even need a job that pays a lot right now. If someone offers you like $20,000 a year to like do something, you just do it.
Just be like, sweet. That's rent and weed money. And that's
all I'm looking for. Yeah. Really all you're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, but she's saying, like, what are the difficulties of moving, like, from the East Coast to the West Coast?
Well, I don't know why. That's what I need her to clarify for me. Because, like, she's not like, oh, like, I've always wanted to do something that you can only do out West, specifically in San Francisco or in the mountains. And, like,
I mean,
I'm also in the biggest city in the world right now. Like,
I get losing the city stuff and going to the mountains and, like, but if you're going to the Bay Area, that's also city.
It's also very expensive. You're delusional. Like, no, I'm not saying that to be mean, Molly.
But maybe Denver. I feel like Denver, if you want mountains and weed and not Long Island, Denver qualifies for that.
Must be nice. Yeah. That's all I have to say of this one.
It's expensive. Because
I was up the day after graduation looking for jobs on my feet, probably, just walking around trying to save up. Get my life together so I could live my dreams. Because
I knew they were. Move home.
Yeah.
That's the shit. Like,
I'm mad at her, actually, a little bit. This is a little bit, like, personally insulting. That she's calling me to be like, oh, on a whim. I just want to, like, live in nature. I didn't mention anything about what it is I want to do. Is she talking about like getting your shit physically across the country?
I think she's talking about like, what's it like to not be near a bodega, you know, like a block away from a bodega every, you know, you got to like grow shit or go to the market and stuff. Can't just walk there.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, my mind is blown because this really does like sound like that's something that you earn when you're like 28. You take a month vacation from your job and you go on like a real up north.
I had like three jobs always.
Yeah.
Like even when I moved out here, I just got three jobs and was like, how do I
you gotta have those.
Do this until I can make it work? Unless you've got a trust fund and then just come over.
That's what I mean by, like, must be nice. Like, oh, if you're even thinking about this, like, how far removed from reality are you?
Yeah.
Can your dad buy Mia a new life? Like, what?
Maybe you do that in between high school year and freshman year. But even then, like, how do you have the money coming out of high school to do that?
You have rich-ass parents. Or you, like, really saved your money from, like, the general store or wherever you worked.
And if you did that, good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you. Take a month off. But that's about all you're going to be able to take. Not, like, a year move.
So she's chilling after the free four-year education she had, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I'm very excited for you. Update whatever us. You want. But, like, I don't feel, like, right co-signing on any of this personally. I don't want to be there. Like, I don't know what I don't when this shakes down the way it does, like, I didn't touch this one. So
when this comes to court,
yeah
when the proceedings
or
are read
whenever
off.
Or when she does a follow-up pod question like come April and it's like, I fucking ruined my life, like, I don't know what to do.
You told me,
like,
to go to Denver, you whore.
Yeah, we're just never gonna play it. So
but if she's like, hey, fuck you guys, I went out to Denver and now I own a weed store and a yacht, like, I'd like to know that. So I'm like, fine, I can eat that advice. I can eat my
words.
But
that's like a fluke. That's like me saying, like, oh, guess what, I did heroin for 2 years and I'm not addicted to it. Like,
you guys, great news. After 2 years of experimenting, I still don't care. Yeah. Yes, you do.
The fact that you're even thinking about it shows
you're
that you
nodding
care.
Off right now.
Okay, so done with this. Sorry, Molly. But I want your continued, maybe you can email us some more details of your journey. I think this might be a lesson for some of you who are calling in. That you need to leave, like, some more details. I'm not saying, like, be like, I am Anne and I live on, like, the third street after blah, blah, blah in this very particular city in this state in the United States. I'm not saying
you clearly what you want.
Yeah.
You're harsh with these guys. Wow.
Well, sometimes, I like to think of myself as a caring big sister.
Yeah, you're tough love. You're tough love. It's good though. Like, I usually hear like advice stuff where people are like, oh, first of all, congratulations on everything. And you're like, no, they don't need to be congratulated.
No, I mean, I am very congratulatory about certain stuff, but when
good.
I like
you, when you give advice, you know that you're saying the right thing. You
I
know,
always,
you're saying what
yeah.
you mean.
They called me. Mm-hmm. They knew what they were waiting for. They were waiting for you. They were asking a person who's
they know who
candid.
They're talking to.
Yeah. So, amen. You guys, be very clear when you call us at 323-450-7408 and leave us a detailed message about your dilemmas, your probs, etc. And, like, you know, throw in dollar amounts if need be. We love a dollar amount information thing.
Just keep it under 3 minutes because Google Voice will cut you off.
Yeah, ooh. Google Voice will cut. That's like producer drama from Christina. We should put that on our Tumblr. Ask please advise. Oh, you know, wait, what's our Tumblr? PleaseAdvise@tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So look out there for some the producer's corner with Christina. That's gonna be after Monday, like additional
how
material.
How could a question last longer than 3 minutes?
Oh, people leave like two voicemails because they think that their problem is that deep when it really isn't, and I have to edit it to make it one to make sense.
Oh, God. Oh, so you're asking me if you should fuck. Like, that's like always what it comes down to.
Right.
Like 3 minutes of you like saying non-information.
Yeah, they give like full descript details about how a date went, and then it was just really just like, oh, does this guy like me? And it's just, you could have said that in a minute.
Yeah.
You need 4-5 minutes to say that.
Yeah.
And 2 voicemails.
I've been doing that lately, and I had someone like kind of politely pointed out to me.
Oh, that you leave long voice messages?
No, I had, I over-talk sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'm very minimalistic, but then sometimes I'm like, oh, before I just say yes or no to this yes or no question,
enjoy, let me give this you essay.
Yeah, this 20 minutes of like backstory that's completely me like projecting this on you.
I just ramble. Like, I'll complete the story, and then if you're still making eye contact with me, I'll be like, maybe I should talk more. Yeah. Maybe. No, you can just be quiet, Lauren. Did you know that?
Yeah, No, I don't think that's for everybody.
No.
Yeah.
I can't imagine leaving a voicemail now, though, like, for anybody.
Oh, because you, like, know your own voice.
No, I just text people. I used to have on my voicemail, please don't leave me a voicemail. Please text me.
My mom never listens to me when I tell her. I'm just like, I know you called.
Yeah. She just thought, what did you leave?
Like, your mailbox is full. I was like, does that sound like something I value then? Like, that's not something I value.
My therapist one time was like, oh, you must be feeling better. I heard you changed your message and you're accepting voicemails now. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to be brave right now.
See what that's about. You're accepting voicemails right now.
Now accepting voicemails.
But we love your voicemails at Please Advise, guys. So please keep submitting.
Yeah.
We love your under 3 minutes.
Otherwise, we don't have a show.
No, I actually, you know this. Like, I don't want any incest level drama anymore. But I will say that the voice message is very revealing. Like, that girl who was talking about fucking in New Orleans or whatever. Like, if she didn't have that friend who sounded like he was in a hotel room. I was thinking they were like a little bit tipsy in a hotel room, and like the guy was less tipsy. And he was like, you didn't even ask a fucking question. Like, I need to know if there's like, you know, like a secretive gay guy in your hotel room right now, and so that I can imagine your world, which is very important.
You need to paint a full picture.
Yeah.
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 Oh, she's got sassy gay best friend in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we know she's fun.
Right.
Yeah, because that doesn't just happen.
You earn those good friends.
Yes. All right, guys.
Hey, Malls. Hey, Chrissy the friend turn. Hey, all the please people. This is Autumn. This is also kind of an update, I guess, because I have been, as you know, an avid listener of the show. Love it. You guys are killing it, but you already knew that. I'm still trying to figure out a way to thank you and Derek for answering my question way back on, I think it was like episode 2 or 3. Still in the works about trying to plan out a podcast of my own, and I'm not giving up on that adventure, but I can't tell you how much the support and the encouragement from you guys means to me. I am calling, though, with an issue. I'm going through a breakup, a friend breakup, with a girl that I've been friends with for about going on 6-7 years. We were really, really close. We worked together. She quit her boyfriend. She kind of like slept her way through our company. She's kind of got a lot going on. She and I were very close, but she lives over an hour away. Long and short of it, she gave me her iPad and told me, easy, you can either pay me $100 for it, or you can just, you know, let me know whenever you want to. She was going through some really hard financial times. I helped her out in several ways. But I'm not looking for anything in return because that's just what you do for friends and for people you love. I bought her the dress for her brother's funeral. Things that I don't really even mention because they don't matter to me because that's what you do. Paid for her for a lot of like restaurants, you know, going out, lent her money. And eventually one night when we were really drunk, she said, just don't worry about the iPad. Well, now that we're not friends anymore, she went out of her way to stop speaking to me because she didn't come to my dog's birthday party, and I was really upset about it. It's a long story. So she just stopped talking to me, and her boyfriend did too, who's also a friend of mine. And for about 3 months, about almost 4 months now, and out of the blue, she started Facebook messaging me, asking me for the iPad back or the money. And now she has not called me. She's not tried to reach out to me. She's not tried to issue an apology for anything. We have not had a conversation about our friend breakup. And now her boyfriend is messaging me on Facebook saying, hey, dude, we miss you. We love you. We really want you back. Sorry we kind of closed in on ourselves, all of these things. But need I remind you, an iPad is not a CD. That shit costs some dough. We need that shit back. But love you. Hope you're well. Let's be friends. But if not, you want to go your own way, that's cool too. I just don't know what to do. Friends of mine have told me to just keep it and not worry about it. Other friends have said, just drop it off, whatever, just drop it at her house. Other friends have said, you should sell it, give her, you know, a cut of it. Because it's Halloween, I'm kind of thinking I want to play a prank on her that would really scare her and, like, leave it in a box with, like, something that looks like a dead cat. I don't know. I'm just weird. This is my favorite time of year. So any advice you could give me on how to proceed and how to handle this and how to... I totally cut myself off again. This is the second time now. I did that the first time. I'm really long-winded, and I'm sorry. But, yeah, so please just advise on how I should proceed, if I should give it back, if I should give her the money, how I should handle it. I kind of wanted to write her a letter originally and drop it off with that, kind of expressing how I want, you know, some closure with how I'm disappointed that we're not friends anymore and the way that things turned out. But after her boyfriend sent me this really long, shitty message on Facebook, I kind of don't want to. I'm kind of just at a crossroads of how to even proceed. So, yeah, love you, ladies. Love the show.
Girl, wow. I know, right?
What the actual fuck?
I mean, you're definitely ready to have a podcast if you can talk that much. but, yeah, okay. Well, did you not feel that the entire call was just a series of, like, ways of her saying, like, so I accidentally shut the car door on my friend's nipple, but then I ripped my own nipple off and sewed it on as a replacement? For then, her, I'm gonna but not that I care or anything. Like, that's what she...
I don't even think I understood what the... How did the friend breakup happen? She got a boyfriend and she disappeared?
I don't know. I spaced out. But I do know that, like... I mean, I kind of knew what I needed to ask, which is the very... I didn't need to know. I like knowing all those details. And this is an example of when you leave too many details. That distract from your very simple question, which is that I owe my friend $100 or her old iPad back, so she claims. What would you do? Like, they're harassing me over Facebook about it.
Yeah. The whole thing sounds incredibly dramatic, and I don't think she's taking it seriously. She wants to – she's like, either a letter or a dead cat is how I wanted to get back.
Yeah.
Like, those are two – like, on the opposite end of the spectrum of what you want out of this.
No.
Dead cats keep popping up on this episode.
Oh, God, yeah. Sorry.
No,
that's another use for a dead cat, I guess, is bringing back an iPad. Then we'll put that in the modern version of the book.
That's so cute. As a cat, yeah.
What are you
with an iPad?
What is a person that, like, why are you lending money to this person that just drops off the face of the earth? Like,
Buying her brother's buying a dress for her brother's funeral.
Yeah, that's
the darkest shit I've ever
just glossed right over that and went right to, like, the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Like, also paid for Cheesecake Factory, and her brother's dead, and I bought her dress.
Oh, you know she bought her Cheesecake Factory before. She doesn't even remember it.
100%. 100%. What both of you guys need to separate. You need to go to your rooms, both of you, and think about what you've done, and then maybe never talk again, because there can only really be one crazy bitch in a relationship, like in a friendship. And I feel like you might both be that girl.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, like, the answer, I know there was a lot of times in my life where $100 was, like, a crucial and extraordinary amount of money for me. So I can understand not wanting to pay it back, and I can understand missing it, but I think that, like, you seem like the more reasonable friend, and then you can just give her $100 and call it a fucking day.
Or, like...
And also, I can't believe she wants to sell her iPad for $100.
Yeah, it's like, worth more than that, you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not... I don't have one, because why? But, you know, why would you... Just fucking... You know what? Just give her the iPad back and be done with it. How about that?
Amen.
Like, don't even deal with the money. Just drop it off in a box. Block them both on Facebook.
I bet she fucked it up or something, though. Like, doesn't this sound, like, too dramatic for her to not have, like...
Like, she really doesn't want to give the iPad.
Screen or, like...
Well, she gave it to her, so it's not like... She didn't loan it to her. She gave her the iPad, right?
I know.
So it's like it was her screen to crack. She could take a hammer to it and give it back. Be like, hey...
Maybe she doesn't, like, know how to clear her internet history. And
she's like, super into, like, weird porn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess that's why you would have an iPad if you watched porn.
Yeah, no. And trust me.
Yeah.
Guys masturbate on iPads all the time.
How the fuck? You can't, you gotta hold it. Don't you need, I guess they don't need two hands. No,
you
to
can
masturbate.
Prop it. You can prop you? It. Like, yeah, if you just put some pillows on the bed or something and you can prop it.
All right, but if you're doing
this
it
is
right.
All something that I have learned through walking into guys' places and seeing their bed just has a laptop.
But like, and I, the first I time get I saw, a laptop. I knew it. But an iPad could fall over and then you would just be looking at a pillow. Instead of your
No. It would be mounted. Like, basically, okay, so you have the pillows, like, up enough.
No, this is important. We need to tell people how to
So the pillows, yeah. That, like, there's, like, maybe, like, picture two bed pillows on top of each other.
Yeah, totally.
And so the side of those two pillows isn't the thing you lean it against.
Right.
And, like, you know, most aren't going to slip. It does have a hard edge on the other side. It's actually, it's not a bad idea. When I saw it, I was like, I know what this is because that's what it should be.
And now you don't have to go all the way out to the living room with the television.
Yeah.
Where you're watching porn out there, you know.
Or like masturbating at your desk, which is so sad.
Get work done. Get it done.
I don't know.
That was way too close to get her done. And I just want to apologize to everybody because as soon as it was out of my mouth, I felt a deep shame and didn't know where it was coming from. Now I know.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do we think? Should just give the
fucking iPad give the in? iPad back and be like, peace, and then block them and think about why you wanted to involve a dead cat in this situation.
Yeah. I think I can tell she's like 25, 26, I think. Mm-hmm. I would say because she has enough like extra energy to spend on this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she also like wants to talk about it and she's like frenzied. It's like go take a meditation class. Like what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
You got to meet some like go to Against the Stream or something.
There are friends that happen without drama.
Yeah.
You know, like there are those people that won't be weird on you like that.
Or, but maybe she can work on her.
Yeah, that's
what. And so when she's confronted with drama like that, she knows what to do with it.
You have the confidence to walk away and be like, I don't need this. I don't need this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I can go over here and be a calm person.
If you have iTunes or like Apple TV or whatever, you can fucking watch it on your iPad you just stole. Like you can just like YouTube, like meditation, guided meditations.
Oh, yeah. There's there's apps for that.
Yeah,
there's
apps.
You don't even
have
to go on the computer machine. Just get, Wags is like, get your phone out.
Yeah.
Meditate.
I have one that costs $12, an app that costs $12.
Is that a solid purchase for an app?
That's sizable. Like, that's like insane. Like, you can buy Angry Birds for like 99 cents. This fucking meditation app is like, what, the price of a Taylor Swift CD?
That would stress me out to pay $12 for meditation. Yeah. Like, that would do the opposite of what it's supposed to do. I would be like, wait, this is, like, a lot of anything else.
Yeah.
I could just meditate for free by myself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's definitely hard for newcomers to start this one. I know this one likes the drama of a recording.
Yeah, you know what?
This one, she talking in my
guidance.
Head at the microphone.
It takes a while before you can do, like, solo meditation. You need somebody.
Oh, yeah. She needs that.
Yeah.
All right. I think you're good, right? Cool. You agree?
Yeah. Have a glass of wine. Bring the iPad back.
Yeah.
You know?
I would totally do that. I actually watched The Love Guru last night, and I was not mad at it. No, it's terrible. But, like, it has so much is happening that you're, like, literally being hit in the face with jokes over and over again.
That's too much.
And, like, surprise celebrity cameos. Like, I didn't know Jessica Simpson was in it. Like,
sure, of course. Yeah.
My mind was
I believe
blown.
That.
Yeah.
I believe Jessica Simpson was in The Love Guru.
Yeah.
Much it's harder day.
Yeah, she had a
that
huge,
I did not see coming.
There was a lot of, well, his name is Mariska Hargitay in the movie.
Oh, really?
That's his, like, guru name.
Oh, I did not know that.
No, I think it's, like, his chant that he says to people.
Oh, is that his mantra?
Oh, is that how he does it? Okay. I don't know. I have to say I really am not sure.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
I support that being a mantra.
Yeah, it was really good. And then, wait, what else happened in Love Guru that was amazing?
It ended?
Well, yeah. Well, and it also ends with Mike Myers and Jessica Alba doing a dance sequence to a Bollywood version of The Joker.
That's intense.
Yeah.
That's a lot of qualifiers.
Yeah. It was like really a lot. And like Jessica Alba like has someone singing for her so obviously. It's like offensive. But she's wearing like, she has small boobs, I think. And she was wearing kind of like a weird top. I mean, it was nuts. The Love Guru was nuts. And then we stayed and we watched it all. We watched all the special features.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What special features does the Love Guru have?
Like, all the scenes where other people are being funny, that's what he caught from them.
Oh, my God. He was like, only my good scenes.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. Well, because, you know, Mike Myers, this was Derek's point about it, is that, like, he was unstoppable at that point. Like, yeah. He had 3 Austin Powers movies. Like, of course, they have to do the extra movie that ruins his career.
Always.
And it was Love Guru. And, like, he was so high on his own supply, man, that, like, he literally thought he should make a movie where spirituality and humor meet. Because he was and he took, like, the 2 favorite things in his life, which is, like...
Is he big into spirituality for real?
I thought Deepak Chopra is, like, his best friend.
I totally thought it was a spoof, like, a spoof of all that stuff.
No.
Oh, man.
He's, like, really BFF. Like, he's, like, spiritual.
Isn't Deepak supposed to be, and sorry for any Deepak lovers out there, but isn't he supposed to be, like, a giant sham? Like, everything he says contradicts itself? This is the latest information I've been told by the internet machine.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that.
I mean,
I'm not into it.
No, I don't. I wouldn't be able to tell, like, good bullshit from bad bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a detective. I'm not a spirituality detective.
I can't always with, like, Christians. Like, anything remotely off with the Christian, I, like, immediately pick up on.
Like, if they're crazy fundamentalist or...
If there's just some sort of, like, archaic belief sitting somewhere in there, like, or something has been told to them incorrectly.
Wait till you start getting callers from my home state of Arkansas.
I'm very excited. I would love some that.
I was called Satan's spawn in junior high.
Why?
Oh, I think because I was pro-choice and I was going to a private school, but it was, like, fundamentally Christian secretly. Mm-hmm. And, they were having none of my non-church views.
That's so advanced of you to be, like, pro-choice in middle school.
I mean, there was a lot of people who were – I just happened to accidentally walk into a school where that was not popular.
We, like, did not talk about abortion in high school at my school at all. Like, that nothing came about choice.
Oh, really?
No choice. No. Like, it was, like, if you got an abortion, that was, like, the worst emotional thing that was ever going to happen to you. But, like, sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
it was talked about pretty early in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
Oh, right.
I mean, girls, like,
right.
Shit happens all the time there. I remember in 8th grade going out and some girl was having sex for the first time and we all got on the payphone with her.
Oh, damn. No shit. Yeah, all got on the payphone with her?
After, not like while she's having sex. Would have been like, wow, can you always talk on the phone during sex? No, afterwards, man. She, like, called us in gym class. Or we called her from gym class. Like, what was it like? Yeah, dude, you got to start talking about that shit early at home.
Girl, that is mind-blowing to me right now. I can't believe that.
It wasn't me. You're like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm really, honestly, I'm kind of still thinking a little bit about the Love Guru.
That really made an impression on you.
Yeah, it was just, like, it was a really fun night. Like, I don't know why. We ate pizza and watched The Love Guru.
You and Derek watched The Love Guru.
Yeah, and probably our dead grandparents. But, like, I loved it. Cool, girl. Well, I'll be praying for you. Now we got to do that 129. If you've been listening regularly, I think you know that I give a song away every week to my fave caller that we played on the show this week and someone who helps us out on social by retweeting a link to the pod or by tagging us on Instagram or Tumblr or whatever it is you kids do now. Just we really like you to share and encourage your friends. You can write us an email about encouraging people, how you've encouraged friends to call into the show. And like, I want to be really clear that this week I'm kind of feeling like I want more calls from like Michigan, like Lawrence kind of like area.
The South. It's called
like,
the South.
The deep South. Yeah. Like I want it to be
not
deep.
Not too deep. Not like Florida
medium
deep.
Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. That's not the, Florida's not the South.
Waist high.
That's like a
waist high.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, just I think that you should pick this call. What was your favorite call?
All right, let's go over the calls real quick. So we had iPad girl.
Yeah, we had like the delusional girl.
We had the New Orleans girl.
Yeah. And oh, then, I like her.
And
yeah.
Then what's the other one? We had another one.
It was Tina. Yeah, with the dog one.
I think Tina's already won.
Yeah, she won one before.
She's like, yeah, no.
That's not a rule, by the way. So but we just talk about Tina every day.
No, I feel like New Orleans girl's okay, and she's gonna be fine. You know, logical question. She's got a friend there. I feel like iPad might need a song. You know, I feel like New Orleans is making some better choices in life, but iPad might need the song.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. That's really good logic for me. I'm like, oh, fuck all these people. I want the girl and her like gay BFF who's like snuggling under the covers listening to her record voicemail.
I fully support that. I fully support that. Like, she is like doing awesome things and having awesome friends.
You're right. No, we should give it to the most needy. You're right.
I mean, but you know, I don't know what you usually do. Not my podcast at all.
No, this we have to have diversity.
Okay.
And like I like your way of choosing.
Yeah, man.
That's a pretty good thing to choose. So wait, we're going to do a candy taste test now.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I'm real excited. I haven't seen this much candy in a long time and I want to put my face in it like no hands.
Okay. I think we can arrange for that. We're going to do it like a little bit semi-organized. I'm not even sure what a couple of these are.
This is candy I've never seen before.
Okay. Yeah. So there's one bowl of like classic candy corn.
Okay. Yeah.
There's another one.
It's
that's
a candy
like,
corn mix.
Yeah. Man, I love those pumpkins.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll put a photo on Instagram so you guys can get a visual of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Right.
This bowl has Starburst candy corn.
What?
And okay, then, I'm interested in those pink ones.
This one is
no more.
This one is just like some sort of berry candy corn. Chrissy the intern picked these up, and now she's walking wags.
Is there chocolate?
Yeah, we've really been using her today. She probably wants to kill us.
Yeah,
are those like red velvet candy corns? That's all.
I tasted them, and they're like kind of berry-ish. So maybe it's like or some sort of watermelon-y flavor. You guys will
taste
them.
Girl, don't give away the review before we've reviewed.
See how it hits my palate.
I didn't say whether I like them or not.
You tried them all already?
No, just that one because Chrissy didn't remember what they were, and I was like, I have to describe what they are.
Is that a cake pop?
Yeah, they're like marshmallow pops. You got some marshmallow pops
right
over here.
So it's like a peep on a stick that's dressed as one of those Mexican clowns.
What is it? Dios de los Muertos? Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean skulls, not clowns.
Yeah. They're happy skulls.
So kind of taking back.
So dig in.
I hope they're not going to be mad. Like, they look like they would judge me for eating them.
Yeah.
You know? All right. What order are we tasting in?
I think we start with the classic.
Yeah.
And then work our way down to these wacky mushroom shapes or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallow shapes. Mm. Jesus.
Oh, my God. I love these pumpkins. Why do people hate on pumpkins? The candy corn pumpkins.
I don't know. I think all of candy corn is disgusting except for the white tip. That's why I'm so surprised that Chrissy left out this buffet of negative foods.
Oh, that's my fault. I told her to get candy corn.
Oh.
Based on our conversation.
No, I also told her maybe throw in like an unusual candy.
Well, candy maybe that's bar. Why the candy skulls are there.
Hold on. The white does not taste different.
That's why Chrissy the front turn is very important to us. And I think some girl gave Chrissy the front turn her first shout out.
Oh, no, she's had a couple shout-outs.
Oh, she has? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad. But then this is, like, important for me to see that she would interpret what we were saying as this, because now I understand more of what, like, other people think, like, you know?
No, I don't. No.
I don't know what you just said.
But I support you. Whatever it is that you just said, I support you.
Okay, so what do you think about the classic candy corn?
Gross.
I love candy corn. You would hate all candy corn?
I just like the white part.
But wait, that tastes the same as the rest of it. It's just different colors.
Yeah, but you can taste, like, these colors are like crayons.
If you closed your eyes and I fed you different colors, you would never know the difference. It's all sugar.
I know what an orange tastes like, and I know what a yellow tastes like.
Describe the difference. I am fascinated.
This is like fake chocolate. I don't know.
I mean, the chocolate ones are bullshit. That's incorrect. You're not supposed to have a candy corn with chocolate on it.
I think a lot of people love candy corn. It's like some people, I think all people have a very strong relationship with candy corn.
It's very polarizing. It's very polarizing. They either love it or hate it. But I've never seen anyone who was like racist about it. Like, just the tip. Yeah. Just the tip.
No.
I just want the tip.
I just like the white part. I don't know. That's gives me good feelings. Right. But yeah. Okay. So.
Wags is home.
Oh, Wags is home. Hey, Wags.
Hey, Wags.
Nothing really chocolate. Which is a good call for it's like fake chocolate, which is a good call on Chrissy's part because
moving on,
chocolate can kill my dog.
Oh yeah, you don't want that.
Okay, so you're in Starburst land. What's
interesting?
Going on?
Moving on to Starburst candy corn.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I feel about these.
I'm not mad at these.
No, I'm not mad at them. I don't have.
Wouldn't want to know what a yellow tastes like.
They're almost like a little chalky, right?
Yeah, but they have their, like, it's more, it's questionable how you get to the end of your journey more with these. Mm-hmm. There's like a gummy bear sort of moment in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, texturally, it's, I'm getting a lot.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. Maybe even.
Okay. But I tried a lemon and it's not that bad.
Oh, is that what it is? Lemon?
Yellow? Yeah. Duh. Whenever it's yellow, it's lemon.
Not with candy corn, though. Oh.
Yeah, no, I think Starburst tried to stay true to the colors that are being represented here.
Yeah. No, I fully support the flavor, but it just feels like you have a little bit of dust in your mouth afterwards,
yeah.
Right?
It's a really weird texture.
Especially with the cherry. I'm learning what you're talking about now.
Yeah, it's like you dropped some Starbursts on the floor and forgot about them for a semester. Picked them back up and you're like, these are probably still fine.
Yeah,
true. Just also now you have dust.
That's how I stayed alive as a child. It was like I would just like not really eat dinner and then go to my room and I'd find whatever spare candy might be like behind my...
I've never had
a spare candy corn under my bed or something.
Just keep some candy.
They kind of taste like those like chewable Tums.
Yeah.
Like those cherry chewable Tums.
When you're like, oh, this is a flavor, but yeah. Also.
Chalky. Yeah.
Someone forgot and left some chalk in here.
Yeah.
I think these are I've only had Tums a couple times as an adult. I remember many times as a child I would have it.
You thought they were candy in your room?
No. No, it would be like, you know, remember Tums as a kid? You'd be like, oh, they're bringing out the Tums. Like, that was always just the worst because they're fucking gross.
Yeah.
So do you think Tums is good now as this?
No, like, I think that these have that aftertaste of chalk in them like you do when you eat Tums.
Okay.
I mean, the flavor's much better, obviously, but I don't know. I feel like
this is upsetting you on a texture level.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. Not.
I'm going to agree with Lauren.
I'm not upset, but I wouldn't visit again.
No,
I'm still eating them. Okay, so hey, Chrissy, what are these weird brown and red ones?
They look like little fingernails.
I just want to ensure that
good for Halloween. Okay, I'm going in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, BTW, like two people shouted you out.
Oh.
Right.
I'm not kidding. It's red velvet cupcake. That's what it is. Oh, maybe?
Why does it taste like banana then? It just tastes like banana to me. A little.
But it's got that thing at the end where you're like, cake.
Oh yeah, I got that. The brown part is kind of cakey.
That's, yeah.
Like caramelly almost.
Wow.
I mean,
These are a lot of different types of the worst food ever.
Someone greenlit that.
Either going wide with this candy corn thing.
Someone was like, let's make many worse versions of this thing that is already polarizing for most of Americans.
Yeah, it is. I've never seen someone be like noncommittal about
these are intense
candy corn. Okay, so this is like a full blown.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a Halloween peep, but it's not.
This is a huge Halloween peep. I'm going to be able to sample this. But
it's by Treat Street. I like to go into the brands a little bit. It's a marshmallow skull lollipop. Okay, we're talking some, yeah, lead ingredient is sugar. Classic.
It's fine. You know why? Because it takes you like 8 hours to get into it. And so you're burning calories doing that. So
it's 140 calories. I believe I already knew that marshmallow was a low-cal treat.
Good.
But 140 is a lot. Yeah, I think that like when I read women's magazines, like they're always like, eat it just a fistful of marshmallows if you're craving sweets.
Shit, man, I got to start reading your magazines. I've never seen anybody have a fistful of marshmallows.
It's like Glamour, Cosmos. So it's like they're recommending, they're not like, it's not your doctor's advice.
Right. Like you have to have something that's going to expand in your stomach. These are childproof.
I got it.
You got to earn it. You got to burn it to earn it.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. I'm really ashamed that I just said that out loud, by the way. That's twice I've had to apologize. I just want people to know I'm self-aware. Like, I know when I say something really stupid. It's usually most of the time. Uggs, you don't want this. You would literally jump off the wall. He would launch into space if he had this much sugar.
Girl, just get at it from the top. I figured it out.
Oh my god! Jesus Christ!
This one's like pink and princessy.
You gotta fucking want this candy, man. You gotta want it.
Yeah, well, if you're this is the only treat you're allowed, you'd fucking want to break it open. They probably can make it hard for you.
Now that I've gotten it open, it's so pretty. I don't want it. All right.
Well, it's covered in sugar, which I fucking hate. I'm just gonna throw that up.
Oh my god! First. There's like I'm gonna be pouring sugar out of my phone. Bless you,
Wags. This is that, like not unnecessary fucking sugar on the outside. I'm sorry. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh. It's a tough peep.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Here's M&M eyes. Let's decide. Again, I'm afraid these are made licorice. By Treat Street, you guys.
Oh.
I'm so perplexed by these candy companies. Like, how do they just, like, have annual or seasonal business? Or, like,
there's a different holiday every day now.
I know.
It's like National Coffee Day, National, you know, Wags Day, National Hair Day. It's stupid.
Oh.
They've got something they can sell for their candy buttons.
Their candy buttons. This is amazing. That's kind of cool, Treat Street. You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of these marshmallow colors flavored?
No. They're all flavored sugar.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar. Holy shit, Wags.
There's be, like, no good movies Wags. Out right now. I'm bummed.
Birdman.
What?
Oh, you gotta go see Birdman.
Oh.
With Michael Keaton?
Oh, sorry. I sprayed sugar all
loved
over you.
It. I loved every moment of it.
This is a little, like, Let's take it home. This is prostitute candy.
My favorite out of all of these is the OG pumpkin. I gotta keep it real.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I, you know, didn't really have a huge problem with the texture of the Starburst ones, and I might want to get into that again.
Yeah.
But, like, if I do, I'm going to regret it, you know what I mean? But they are, like, isn't the whole hook with candy corn that they're, like, again, low-cal?
They're a little fat. They're not low-cal. I mean, it's pure sugar, so it's got to be a ton of calories, but
it's not, like, eating, like, a mini Snickers.
Yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I know. I think in like 1998, I read an article in
up-to-date research here at Please Advise.
Yeah, and I read an article in like a Glamour. I think it might have been Glamour because I subscribed to that when I was like in high school. I didn't even like know how that happened to me, but I just started getting them and reading them. And there was a list for moms on what to steal out of their kids.
Oh, for low-calorie Halloween candy?
Yeah, like if you're going to steal a treat, this is the treat. And I remember being like, horrified on different levels by this is like just the idea of mothers stealing candy from their children and like also but also how to stay thin from your when you're stealing from your children. Like I just thought that was devious, but it was like candy corn and like marshmallow shit.
You know, I love that they're trying to teach, like, if you're gonna eat candy, just eat it. Just eat the real stuff. Eat your baby Snickers.
Yeah.
Eat a whole Snickers, you know? And but they're going
you're not buying whole Snickers.
Just buy bags of Snickers and tell people it's for your children. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Oh, for Christ.
Oh, because of the food you're being an asshole?
No, sorry, buddy. Sorry, okay. buddy.
All right. Well, Wags is going to destroy us. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 19 of Please Advise. Sorry, I'm really distracted by the couple that's assembling IKEA furniture above us, and it's like making kind of a scraping noise.
Oh, I want to think that they're having sex. I want to think positive. Good afternoon day drinking sex.
I don't
sex.
Think that's positive, though, just because it would affect me if I was chronically listening to people fucking under my head. You
and
know,
at least when right they put the shit together, it'll be done in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I was very unnerved by my previous roommate fucking his girlfriends downstairs all the time. Like, I would hear, like, I was a part of them.
You were a distant threesome?
Yeah. You'd be like, sorry about last night. And I'd be like, just don't address it. Like, anyway, you were a great guest, and we'd love to have you on again.
Dude, thanks so much for having me. I had a ton of fun.
Please, girl.
Plus, you fed me sugar and Wags and these things I love.
And then there's these grapes here also, which it's hard. Love a grape.
I love a good grape, man, but it's hard to go down in sugar level. Like, let me see. It'll probably taste tart to me now. Oh, man. Welcome back, real world.
You have a really, like sensitive palate, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, don't smoke cigarettes. That's probably why.
Not anymore. I quit that shit.
How long did it take?
Oh, dude, it took me like 6 times to quit. And yeah. I used to, in college, which was not yesterday, I smoked like 2 packs a day.
Oh,
like,
I love that for you.
It was
a lot.
Gross. It was disgusting. And now I don't even like the smell of smoke in my hair. Like, yeah.
I feel you. I actually very much feel you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, the number to call is 323-450-7408. You can email us letters, askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. I used to like qualify this and say it has to be really juicy to send a letter because we want your messages. They're very important to us, as we discussed earlier. But I don't give a shit. Just write in however you feel. Let's bring your questions to us however you feel comfortable. Follow us on Twitter @please_advise. And we are house. Sorry.
We are
something just died in my throat. We are hosted on SoundCloud. We're very excited to be a part of the Loudspeakers Network. You can check us out at soundcloud.com/pleaseadvise. That's PLZ. And we're on Instagram too. And you can find all this internet information on the internet, which has a lot of information about things that are going on with other sites too.
A lot out there.
So yeah. So. Wait, what's your Twitter?
Oh yeah, my Twitter is @SBELLELAUREN @SBELLLAUREN.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have anything that you want the readers to, like, really get to know about you?
If you're texting a girl, this doesn't have to be like, you don't have to take this to, especially if you're dating like someone who might be not 21, a little older, in her 30s. No dick pics, and use all the letters when you text. Yeah. Please, I want it, because I know that some of these guys are smart.
Yeah.
But when I get like, you are so hot, like LOL, and I'm like, am I fucking a teenager?
Right.
I mean, I could, but I don't want to. Like, I want to know that you're smart and can have a job and all that nice stuff. So, and don't, dicks are not for looking at, they're for putting in places. They're just, please don't send them. It doesn't work. It's the worst.
But I do want to see gay, like, gay dick pics. That's what I've made really, like, clear to our
But, like actively listeners. Gay? Like,
no, they only if they're... Oh, we have a sex tape on this computer that someone sent us. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was, he, like,
good gay sex?
Yeah, it's, like, him getting, like, plowed in the ass by some dude. In, like, a hotel room somewhere. And then there's, like, pictures of him. Like, I think there was a picture of him doing a fat rail of coke with that guy. Did I make that up?
Wait, is this, like...
He said he's done it, but we didn't have a photo of it.
Oh, I thought he sent, to, like, a follow-up with that with
is
him
Is this someone's,
blowing.
Like, personal porn that they sent?
Yeah, he, like, shot this porn video, or is this gross guy that was fucking him, who was 40 years old. Our listener was 20. And
40?
He wanted to know if he should wear a condom.
Yes. With someone who's making porn videos? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that guy might have all the things.
Yeah, all he has everything. He's like a selfish asshole. I'm telling you, he's Patrick Bateman.
That's creepy. That's just creepy. I mean, that's just me and my Southern values and my being scared of things that are crazy.
So you don't shorten anything on text? You write out every single word fully?
I mean, occasionally I'll do LOL if I'm making fun of myself.
I'm sorry, LOL? You won't allow?
No, like, I'm not saying I won't allow it.
I love an LOL.
But if I'm wanting to have sex with someone, I don't need to be thinking about them being like, LOL. You know, it just sounds like something a teenager would say, like, LOL, let's have sex and then meet in the parking lot and go for a soda. Like, ugh.
I think I need a man.
You know?
I know, but I like men that are funny, and I think if someone wrote, like, LOL to me, I would laugh, because when I write LOL, I know where it comes from inside of me.
Yeah, no, but if you know it's coming from that place, like, fine. But if someone's genuinely texting, like, I don't need a guy to text me like Taylor Swift would.
Oh, yeah,
I don't even think Taylor Swift would LOL now that I think about it. She's too verbose.
Yeah, yeah.
Too whimsical.
Yeah, she is. I don't know. I feel like she gets fucked a normal amount, and I'm a little bit confused about why. I mean, I don't really like Taylor Swift, but I had kind of a breakthrough the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, you just kind of were like, okay, I could see where
I think she gets fucked
from.
Like everyone else. I think she gets a little bit, like, she does that thing that some girls do, which is, like, meaning me, which is, like, they just become, like, okay, we went on a date, and it was great, so we're getting married, right? And I think that's what she does.
Well, she's like 12, you know?
She's 24, actually.
Well, but even, I mean, think about how dramatic you were at 24. Like, everything is the most important thing in the world.
Yeah, she's the girl with the $100 iPad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is dramatic. Everything might never happen again.
Drama, drama, drama.
Drama, drama, drama.
Just did you pick your favorite listener for caller this week for 129?
Oh, yeah, didn't we? We picked iPad, but we didn't give her a song. We should give her a Taylor Swift song.
Yes, you tell your song to Chrissy the front turn, and Chrissy will do all the processing.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll figure that out.
Chrissy's, like, one of her bonuses of working with us is that she gets to pick the song. Okay, bye, you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you soon.